From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Adirondack folk singer Alex Smith. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Wish I'd be more than just a foundry boy. But are we all when we're just about 17? This town's too tired to hold this Delamay, my dear. It'll be a year, maybe two, but we're not yet suffering. We knew the time would come for leaving. By God, we'd know it when it did. We'll live cheap for now, dear, got some put away. Well, even that gets you through a long gray day. Tell them, babe, our love's a car that'll start in the cold of these days. Oh, tell them, babe, around here it keeps snowing into May. We drove down all the dirt roads in this town. We kicked up dust, but there's something always pulling it back down. Got a one-bedroom together out back of the Mobile Mart. Wasn't much, but we were proud to make a start. And I kept my head down, and I made you proud. We had what we needed, as they say. But every year we were farther from away. Oh, tell them, babe, our love's a car that'll start in the cold of these days. Around here it keeps snowing into May.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Things were pretty tight, so we moved out and made it right. Painted the new room blue and named her Katie. We used to talk of California in the backseat of my car. Joke we drove until we threw a belt. Drive a stake right there and call that town our home. But that time is never right, and then it's gone. Oh, tell me, our love's a car that'll start in the cold of these days. Oh, tell them, babe, around here it keeps snowing into May. Springtime has been a week in Carolina. I'm a shift manager now and you've got your salon. Katie's got the life we had, a town to raise her tall. We got Friday nights in my brother's bar. We got Friday nights playing pool in my brother's bar.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 476th live performance. Red Barn Radio is coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Alex Smith calls Long Lake his home. As a folk singer, he understands that his job is to zero in on the particulars that make universals. When he was last with us, Alex performed from his album Hamilton County, and he's busy at work now putting together a set of songs called Close to Home to be released on Weepeckett Island Records in the winter. Please welcome back to the Red Barn stage, Alex Smith. Great to have you here, Alex.
I'm going to do a tune now that was... That's going to be on this new album, Close to Home. I actually go into the studio next week to start recording that when I get back from this southern swing. This is a song called Forces. My dad, back in the 1970s, wrote a play called Forces, which was about the St. Lawrence Seaway. I know that's a long ways from Kentucky. Some of you might not be familiar with the Seaway, but the St. Lawrence River runs along the top edge of New York State. up above the region I grew up in, the Adirondack Mountains. Back in the 70s, they dredged the channel out to make it a super tanker-sized river so they could get ships into the Great Lakes from the ocean. This was a bit of a contentious issue. They had to dig out a lot of the riverbed to do so, and took a lot of kids that were working on the farms in the North Country to go and work on these ships. And it was sort of pitched to the people of the area as some sort of an economic revitalization for the people of the North Country, which didn't quite pan out.
Sell the farm, Dad, burn the barn down. Take your tired eyes off this rocky ground. This work on the river for a man like you. Digging the channel down to let the freighters through. Digging the channel down to let the freighters through. Don't sing that song, son, I've heard it before. My back ain't broke, though my knees are sore. You can leave if you want, take the single cab. But I've got what I have off of my own land. I've got what I have off of this here land. There's forces here that can't be denied. Yeah, son, they're the ones that kept your mama by my side. They're pulling us upward to something new. There's still plenty here for a boy like you. Gramps was 60 when he had his heart attack. You're 58, Dad, do you want to go like that? You could drive a loader and stay on shore. Seaway's gonna change this town, it's worth working for. Seaway's gonna make this town worth working for. People need milk, boy, that's what we provide. What good's it do a town to watch ships pass by? Your gramps believed in this farm, it's where he made his life. And I'll follow that man to the other side. I'll follow that man to the other side. There's forces here that can't be denied. Yeah, they warm my hands, they get me up at 5. You'll get a health care plan, time off to hunt in the fall. Yeah, no one will know we were here at all. No one will know we were here at all. See the ships they'll be bringing through, old man. It's the fourth coast, it's where we'll take our stand. I miss the mornings, coffee in the house. But I know my future ain't milking cows. I know my future ain't milking cows. Boys miss you here, though they'd never say. I hired a new kid, but he'll never stay. I tell him you'll be home when the job is through. But when those ships start moving, boy, you will too. When those ships start moving, you will too.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Alex Smith. Here's Brad.
Well, hey, everybody. I'm glad to be back hosting Red Barn on a special night like tonight. What a treat to be with Alex Smith. Alex and I have had a nice time talking about his home region as I spent some time growing up sort of in that area myself. I was not nearly as rural as Alex, but I went skiing pretty close to where to where everybody in your town was suffering.
I don't want to make it sound like, Long Lake, New York is being a horrific place to be, you know, there is economic troubles in the Adirondacks, but it's also a great place.
I'm thinking about the kids, how challenging that is to be a teen, for instance, in an area like that, especially, I would imagine now, with the internet and everything, where kids in those rural, insular communities can now kind of look out and see what's going on out in the rest, and then they look a different way at their own world, you know.
I'm going to sound like an old man here, and I'm 23 years old, so back in my day, you know, there was a connection that the younger people had to the outdoors that made that a pretty great place to live. You know, we all fished and hunted and drove snowmobiles and skied and hiked in the woods and did these things that made that a pretty kind of a paradise for a kid. If you bought into that, and if you don't, you're not going to have a whole lot of fun between the ages of 0 and 18. And I do worry that with the video games and, you know, the internet and all that, it's not a good place to be sitting inside on your TV.
How often are you actually back in Long Lake now?
I try to get back as much as I can. My folks are still there. I spend a fair amount of the winters there. And during the winter, my touring schedule gets a little mellower. I play maybe 3 or 4 nights a week as opposed to every night a week. And I do it more in the Northeast. So, you know, I'm around where I can get home for Monday, Tuesday, or get home for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And during hunting season, which is November up there, I spend quite a bit of time at home. So I get to see a fair amount of it. And I had a little sister who was in high school until a couple years ago.
And what's she doing now?
She's in college, actually, around your old neck of the woods in Clinton, New York, down near
Utica.
Oh,
she's at Hamilton.
Yeah, she's at Hamilton.
And Hamilton wasn't for girls when I lived there. It was just for boys.
No, right? They've opened it up. And she went there as a basketball player. Actually, ironically, the next song I'm going to play is a tune called Maggie's Song, which I wrote for my sister. My sister goes by a different name now. I guess she took the first one as far as it would go. She's always liked to make things out of wood. She never felt the warmth of home in stone. She likes things she didn't used to like. She's riding down these rivers that leave me terrified. And if I'm honest, I miss knowing just where she is at night. But I guess she's had a paddle all her life. Sister, don't you listen when I tell you I'm afraid. Don't let me get tired and stuck in my ways. Keep pushing off the way you always do. Don't let the current mean too much to you. I do hope she'll go home and see the folks. I hope the hometown keeps its place in her and her place in it. But I hope she's gone long enough and far enough away to bring back something to say. Sometimes a month goes by without a call. When I'm sleeping by the highway where the trucks run all night long, and I wonder what stars she's under and where she lays her head, and I want to call, but I go to sleep instead. Sister, don't you listen when I tell you I'm afraid. Don't let me get tired and stuck in my ways. Keep pushing off the way you always do. Don't let the current mean too much to you. My sister goes by a different name now. She might have another before she comes back around. It'll take me a while to use it. I'll forget or resist the change. Maggie's song rewrites itself every day. Sister, don't you listen when I tell you I'm afraid. Don't let me get tired and stuck in my ways. Keep pushing off the way you always do. Don't let the current mean too much to you. Don't let the current mean too much to you. Don't let the current mean too much to you.
If you've just joined us,
tonight we're with Alex Smith on Red Barn Radio.
And is Maggie your only sibling?
No, I have three older brothers, or half-brothers, same father, different mothers, who are in their 50s. So there's a bit of a gap. I have an 80-year-old dad and a 19-year-old sister.
Wow. Dad in pretty good health?
Yeah. He's a carpenter, boat builder primarily, and has been for quite some time. He was actually a writer when he was younger, and still is. But he builds boats sort of as his primary source of income for the last, all of my lifetime at least. But I think there's something about staying active and working with your hands that shaves the years off. He's still a fit, hardworking guy.
Boat builder. We don't know anything about boat builders in this part of the country.
It was actually kind of our family trade. I built boats until about 2 years ago. Was my main job. Chased the bright lights of folk music after that. But I grew up doing that, and I've got a brother who runs a shop and an uncle who does. And
is it a family business?
There's a few different businesses within the family, but it is the trade, sort of. Carpentry of various kinds, but mostly boat building.
What kind of boats are you building?
It's actually kind of neat. There's a boat called the Adirondack Guideboat that is native to the Adirondack region, and it was way back in the day, in the 1800s, one of the industries in the Adirondacks, along with logging and mining, was guiding. And people would come up from New York City and Syracuse and whatnot, and they'd hire a guide to take them out hunting for a week. And there was this boat designed for that purpose, which is basically, it'd look like a canoe. And it's a double-ended boat, but it's a rowboat. So you propel it facing backwards with a set of oars. And they're these incredibly lightweight rigs that you can throw up over your shoulders and hike through the woods with. So if they're taking, streams to ponds to fish and whatnot and have to get over beaver dams or have to hike through the woods to get around to falls or something, you can toss them right up on your shoulders. I did a lot of that when I was working for my dad. He does smaller boats. And the same when I was in college, I worked for my uncle who did a bigger range of boats, but a lot of those guide boats as well. And then my youngest brother, who's 40-something now, builds bigger boats, mahogany runabouts, motorboats. So I did that for a few years as well.
There's a little river running behind my house. It's got a rock in the middle where we can stand. When I was young, I used to fish there till the sun went down. Girl, sit here and tell me what you smile about. I'm looking for a North Country girl, a North Country girl, looking for the world. Put your toes in the water, girl, hold my hand. Watch that sun go down over our homeland. Oh, tomorrow we're riding to California. We're gonna see what we see, then come on home. 'Cause I'm looking for a North Country girl, a North Country girl, looking for the world. I don't know if we'll ever settle down, but I want a girl who knows what we're leaving.
The songs I sing, they mean the world to me. I want a girl who knows just what they mean. Who looks at me and says, you got it wrong, boy. When I write something that you don't agree. So I'm looking for a North Country girl, looking for the world.
Figured out how the chair got so popular. Devoted Adirondacker, that's an uncomfortable chair. I don't understand it. How is that the thing that we gave to the world?
Adirondack also famous for the tops, right, on
instruments. Spruce tops. I mean, yeah, spruce Adirondack tops. Spruce is still a very sought-after guitar top material, and Martin uses Adirondack spruce in a lot of their really high-end guitars.
Is just Adirondack more expensive than the alternative, which is out west, right? The other is Sitka, right?
I don't know that Sitka is good as well, but there's another kind of spruce, regional spruce, that is popular, and I can't remember where it's from. But to be totally honest, I'm not sure what it is about the grain of Adirondack spruce in particular that makes it resonate the way it does. I guess it's probably loose. It's the looseness of the grain. The grains are farther apart. Any luthiers out there may correct me on that.
Sure.
I'm not sure how it works,
sure,
but they're very resonant.
Right, after the interview. What about your mom? What kind of work? Did she do?
She's a historian. She worked there as a museum called the Adirondack Museum, which is based in Blue Mountain Lake, New York, this tiny, tiny little town.
I saw it on the map.
Yeah, it's kind of it's the thing on the map in the town of Blue Mountain Lake, which is literally a town of, I think, 85 people. I mean, it's very, very small. It's mostly a history museum. There's a little cultural history. There's also some natural history involved in it. But she was a curator there for a long time, and now she's sort of working independently, guiding tours in the Adirondacks and teaching some classes down at a college called Union College, which is down near Albany, I guess in the town of Schenectady, New York. All Adirondack history stuff.
Come all you fine fellas, wherever you may be, sit down a while here and listen to me. The truth I will tell without any mistake about the rackets we had round the Blue Mountain Lake. Derry down, 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 Derry, down, Derry, down, 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 Derry, down. There's the Sullivan brothers and Big Jimmy Lou, Old Moose Gilbert and Danny Pat too. A lot of fine fellas as ever was seen, and we all work for Griffin on Township 19. Derry down, 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 Derry, down, Derry, down, 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 Derry, down. Bill Mitchell, you know, well, he kept our shanty, so mean a damn man as you ever did see. He laid around that shanty from morning till night. If a man said a word, he was ready to fight. Derry down, 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 Derry, down, Derry, down, 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 Derry, down. One morning for daybreak, Jim Louie got mad. Got the hell out of Mitchell and them boys were all glad. So if she just stood there, and the truth I will tell, she was tickled to death to see Mitchell catch hell. Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down. Old Griffin just stood there, that crabby old drake, with a hand on the racket he thought he would take, till some of the boys came and took him away. Old Cressid, old Mitchell, I've nothing to say. Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down. Now you can talk your fashions and your styles to be seen, but there's none could compare to the cook of 19. She's short, thick, and stout without any mistake, and all the boys calling Nellie the belle of a long lake. Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down. And now, my good fellas, adieu to you all. Well, Christmas is coming and I'm bound for Glens Falls. When I get there, I'll go out on a spree. For you know when I've money, the devil's in me. Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down.
love to hear you talk about Long Lake, of sort of what things look like to a, you know, if you were a fly on the side of a building.
There isn't really a downtown, so to speak, or a weekend nightlife. It's a very small town, like I said, about 700 people year-round. It's an awfully funky place in a way because there's this beautiful lake, which is, it's 16 miles long. It's just a fat part of this river, the Racket River, which runs south to north, actually, up towards the St. Lawrence River out of the mountains. All along that lake, there are these camps. There's a lot of very, very nice camps on the lake. I mean, some pretty heavy-duty people living in these places, but we don't know them or see them, really.
And call them camps?
Well, they call them camps.
Yes,
I call
of course.
Them,
so, right.
You know, yeah, a few houses stuck together.
Going up north to the camp, right.
But that's the sure. That's the term, yeah. There's not much contact between the folks on the lake and the people in the town, really. They kind of come in on their own. It's mostly people, I think, who are coming from the city and just want to get away from it all. And there's certain ones. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, we'd meet occasionally the kids of people that had a camp on the lake and become friends with them, and they'd come in on the weekends and go to the bar with us and whatnot. For the most part, it's kind of separate worlds, and it's an interesting sort of picture of the sort of dichotomy between uber haves and you know, I wouldn't say uber have-nots. Long Lake is doing better than a lot of the towns in the park because we do have a little bit of a tourism industry, which a lot of these towns do not. The road that you go down to get to these fancy camps has trailers on it and so on, so you're driving by trailers to a mansion. So it's an interesting set of worlds sort of swirling around next to each other without too much interaction.
Been up 3 hours before the sun. Got Snickers bars and my father's gun. My brother's gonna be here by 5. We'll be in the woods all night. He's gonna be the only one I see, the only soul around. We got 6 million acres here, but we're always close to home. It's a lot of rugged country here, and it don't get hunted hard. We're a long ways from the freeway, and it weeds out the ones that aren't interested in sweating through their woolies. Wanna climb up in a stand over a cornfield and watch them come in, shoot the ones that's on your land. This ain't mine, and it ain't yours, boy, but we're always close to home. Hike until I cut a track I can't lay a shell across. I'm gonna follow it till I catch him or I lose him in the dark. With any luck, I'm gonna have a drag. My compass will tell me what to do. You can't say that I've been lost before, but I've been pretty damn confused. We're a long ways from pavement here, but we're always close to home. Now we'll meet up, pitch a tent, eat Diddy Moore. Cooking in the can over the fire and try to figure out where we were today. I don't know much about living, but this I can't argue with. I don't know where the big bucks are. I don't know where they live, but I don't mind walking in the woods alone.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Alex Smith, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Alex Smith after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
I'm gonna follow it till I catch him or I lose him in the dark. With any luck, I'm gonna have a drag. My compass will tell me what to do. You can't say that I've been lost before, but I've been pretty damn confused. We're a long ways from pavement here, but we're always close to home. Now we'll meet up, pitch a tent, eat Diddy Moore. Cooking in the can over the fire and try to figure out where we were today. I don't know much about living, but this I can't argue with. I don't know where the big bucks are. I don't know where they live, but I don't mind walking in the woods alone, 'cause I'm always close to home. I don't mind walking in the woods alone, 'cause I'm always close to home.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Alex Smith, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
there's a town. You can drive on dirt roads with no one around. And there's a town where the mountains they are standing and they're looking down. And there's a road. It carried lumber in another life. Now it's cracked and it's heaved. That frost had cut through it like a knife. Oh, my town, are the times all gone that we've been singing about? Oh, my town, don't want to see the day we don't make each other proud. I read the news today. They say in 20 years this county be gone away. Hey, hey, when the jobs go, please tell me how we're gonna stay. Oh, my town, are the times all gone that we've been singing about? Oh, my town, don't wanna see the day we don't make each other proud. Are the times all gone that we've been singing about? Oh, my town, I don't want to see the day we don't make each other proud.
The benefit of those camps on the lake is that they do pay school tax. We got a little more wiggle room. It probably would be closed in a place that didn't have those people funding it. So good thing they're there. But it's certainly in the cards. Yeah, it's tough to envision how to get people to move to that area anymore because there's just so few jobs. You know, it was a logging area for a long time and a mining area. There was a mine called Tahoe that was nearby, an iron ore mine, and then a titanium mine after that. You know, that's gone. The mine is closed. The logging industry in the Adirondacks it's not gone. I still have friends that are lumberjacks, but boy, not too many of them. It's hard to explain what the Adirondack Park is, but it's a state park, 6 million acres, 16 million acres, one of the two, but there's also private land in it. And then with logging, you know, the state buys up a lot of land to preserve it, and in a lot of ways, it's tough. You can't say it's bad because it's an area that then is
huntable.
People can enjoy and huntable and all of these things, but it does hurt the logging industry. They buy up the land whenever they can, and then that's one more chunk that can't get logged, and every time they clear cut something and somebody puts a house on it, there's another piece that can't go, and they're just running out of land. And we got too good at logging. That's one of those problems. It's like the fisheries industry. They, you know, the machines that you can you log with now are too good. Guys can, you know, knock down an acre so quick that there's not enough time to, you know, time worth of work in the amount of land we have. Chasing ghosts all over town. If we keep moving, boys, we might just run them down. They ain't going hurt at all, and if we caught them, they'd still say that they're okay. We talk as if the days are dragging on. Truth be told, I couldn't tell you where the last few months have gone. Oh, they're gone. They're gone. We're flying over skid marks on the road. Never thinking those boys, but I had somewhere to go. Throwing shooters out the window, I tip my cap to Odin Cross. Get my eyes back on the road and we're out of sight. Those skid marks, you can't see them well at night. You got a pistol on your hip, your lip puffed out with soggy dip. You don't like that chewing much at all, but you always love to spit. And when they ask you where you're from, you say nowhere. And it ain't no picnic there.
We're flying over skid marks on the road, never thinking those boys might have had somewhere to go. Throwing shooters out the window, I tip my cap to Wooden Cross. Get my eyes back on the road and we're out of sight. Those skid marks, you can't see them well at night. See them well at night.
What about your recollections of music? Are those mostly memories you have of music that your parents enjoyed, and that was the music that you adopted, or was there music in your community and the other sources of music?
There is a little music scene in the Adirondacks, but it's not huge. There's a folk scene of about 10 guys that are real good and are making full-time livings at it and are real pros. Some of them tour, some of them don't. But I did grow up listening to those guys. And then I played punk rock for a long time. You'd have laughed to see me at age 15. I had a mohawk and a roofing nail through my ear and a very irate father.
I'm sure.
But, you know, I guess every kid has a rebellious stage, and that was as far in the other direction from everything I saw around me that I could go, and I guess that was how.
And of course, he was referencing itself. The last kids that he raised, right? Which were, yeah. Raised
a long time
in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah. So I was playing punk rock with the best punk rock band in Long Lake. It was myself and my buddy. And the only two electric guitars in town, I think, too.
Were you rebelling against the music that you grew up with?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I wanted to be loud.
What was that music you grew up with?
It was bluegrass and folk. My dad was a big Pete Seeger guy, and my brother, my oldest brother, was in a bluegrass band in Vermont that was the real deal. They played Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival. They played these huge, huge festivals and whatnot, and we'd go around and see them in the summer sometimes. I guess I hit 13 or 14 and wanted to do the opposite of everything I saw and heard, and started playing awful music with a loud guitar.
Were you an unruly child in school?
I kept it together in school, I would guess.
You must have. But, you got a scholarship, right?
I was a baseball player. Was not a.
You must have
not
pitched,
a negligible
right?
factor.
Did you pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And I blew out my elbow my freshman year of college, which was the best thing that ever could have happened. Started playing music instead, seriously, playing music at least. Better than spending 4 hours a day throwing balls at somebody.
For those of you who are maybe imagining the body that goes along with the voice that you're hearing from Alex, think sort of something like Paul Bunyan shooting a jump shot.
Poorly, I was a very bad basketball player.
Yeah, not the girth of Paul Bunyan, but certainly a lot of elevation in front of me here. There will not be any pictures with the two of us this evening unless I stand on something.
We used to play like our hockey sticks were guns, running around the woods behind my house when we were young. When we were young, I remember the feeling in my ears as the blood would pump. But there was something in your eyes that said a Sherwood stick was never gonna be enough. No bridge we jumped off was ever high enough. And we carved cusses in the trees we shouldn't touch. We tried our mother's patience, but never their love. Never their love. And there wasn't much between us back in school. We didn't try too hard, but we got it done. Found a way to keep that door from closing shut. Took the tests and all, but that was never really in your plan. Your granddad was in the Corps, and you were never one to sit back and watch a war. So I got a scholarship, and you got an M4. They sent you straight off to Iraq, and I never doubted you'd come back. Spent that first year in the sandbox complaining about the heat. Well, I was getting drunk with rich girls and watching it on TV.
You got 10 days back home before Afghanistan. Drove through the night to catch my band and put a ring on your girl's hand. We knew things were getting nasty there. You were fired up and I was scared. You said that's what you trained for and you were prepared. Hell, I don't know if anyone's ever really prepared. And we played war games on the TV. You said they'd got it pretty close, but your tour had been awful quiet, so you didn't really know. You didn't really know. And we got raging drunk every single night. We talked about our old hockey team and our first fight. When I got knocked out cold, got the scar between my eyes. Weeks later there you took a bullet in the hand. You wouldn't take a Purple Heart. You said you had buddies that never again would stand. Left their legs in a Humvee back in Afghanistan. If this were fiction, you'd have died there. Got off the plane under a flag. But Bradley Cooper ain't a soldier, and this life, it ain't that kind. It's a car crash 10 months later on the West Virginia line. And now here we are again, boy, it's the 4th of July. We got barbecues and coolers full and bombs up in the sky. And if you looked quick, not a damn thing's changed at all. Except I'm here and you're gone. We used to play like our hockey sticks were guns. Running around the woods behind my house when we were young. When we were young.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with Alex Smith on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
My sister left high school, left sort of last time I was living with her. Left for college named Margaret and being a basketball player, and came back named Maggie and as a whitewater kayaking captain. And this is sort of a hybrid traditional. It was written, the lyrics are a traditional poem, and then one of my very close friends, one of the Adirondack folk singers, almost the godfather of Adirondack folk music, a man named Dan Berggren, wrote music for it. And if you recognize it, it might be because you're a Tim O'Brien fan. Tim O'Brien heard this from a CD. Somebody was playing with him while he was crashing after a gig at a buddy's house in Ireland and wanted to know where it came from and recorded it on his album, The Chicken and the Egg. This is a song about river driving, which was the process of knocking trees down upstream from a sawmill and floating them down to the mill. And what would happen, there was guys named Jam Crackers whose job it was to go out when these logs got caught up on rapids and rocks and whatnot and go out with dynamite and pike poles and blow the dam up and free the logs up to go downstream.
River driving on that second dog, riding on slippery logs, sleeping down in a frozen bog. My girl's waiting for me, hard-boiled eggs 3 times a day. Wet as beavers when we hit the hay. There's not much sleep, but there's good big pay. My girl's waiting for me. Big French Joe, him and I, we went out. Oh, to break a jam, and I heard him shout, "Prête garde," and the jam went out. My girl's waiting for me. Big French Joe, the logs drowned him. He had no chance, no to fight or swim. The logs jammed up to the river's rim. My girl's waiting for me. This girl come to me and she cries, if he's dead, boys, I'm gonna die. My petite, he used to sigh. My girl's waiting for me. We will find him down below, all around the bend where the water is slow, sleeping there with his pike in tow. My girl's waiting for me. My petite's gonna wring her hands as we scrap away at the yellow sand. We bury him down by the river's end. My girl's waiting for me. One more night and one more day, and the logs will reach the river bay. I'll skim off these togs and I will say, my girl's waiting for me. My girl's waiting for me.
Alex, I think I wanted to just ask you a little bit about the merry pranksters of the Adirondacks that you travel around with, all these folk guys. You must be the youngest. Do you feel mentored?
Yeah, very much so. I feel very fortunate to have gotten to know those guys pretty early on in my music career. Dan Bergren, Chris Shaw is another one who was a national act. He's toured around all over the place. Dan Duggan and Peggy Lynn, a duo. And there's a man named John Kirk. There's some great artists up there. There's not that many of them.
Is John Gorka from that area?
He hits that circuit, though. He comes through. There's a venue, Cafe Lena, which is just outside of the Adirondack region towards the south, which is a very, very famous folk venue, and he always goes through there.
Do you find yourself on stage with these guys often, or opening for them, or just playing the same circuit different nights?
I play together with those guys an awful lot. Dan Bergren, especially, the guy that wrote that song, My Girl's Waiting For Me, or wrote the music to that song, My Girl's Waiting For Me, the traditional I did earlier. He and I do a duo series we call Bridging the Years, where we're on stage together and we're basically trading songs back and forth. And I've played with those other guys on stage several, several times. Where do you go when you don't know what you're going for? Where do you run when you can't run no more? Your legs are sore. I go home. Who do you know when you don't know who you are? And you can't even remember why it should matter anymore. Oh, she knows. Your hometown knows. Why, look out from the bridge. So I'm driving back again to Long Lake. And I see the white-capped waves. I see that sword range again. Me out, and I love the road that brings me back again as well. We'll try to tell you there's no future here in the mountains. Don't listen. The school, it will shut down, they'll say, and when that happens, who's gonna come? They don't know you like I know you if they think that's all it takes. Move us all out of our home and make our people fade away. Why, look out from the bridge, so I'm driving back again to Long Lake. And I see the white-capped waves, and I see that Seward range again. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I love the road that brings me out, and I love the road that brings me back again as well. This town will always be your home. Take it with you when you go, 'cause you ain't never seen such beautiful hills as the ones you come home to. Well, look out from the bridge, 'cause I'm driving back again to Long Lake. And I see the white-capped waves, and I see that sweet range again. Me out, and I love the road that brings me back again as well. I love the road that brings me out. I love the road.
Folks, you've been listening to Alex Smith from the Adirondack region of upstate New York. I would like to thank our guest, Alex, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations, and of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker. Until we meet again, go well. And Alex has agreed to play one more tune for us to close us out this evening. Alex Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much. I'll leave you with a song about hope. This is called Maybe the Next Place We Land Will Be Home. Cardboard boxes on the front porch, our dresses painted on the wall. There's plastic wrap here in the windows, and a tarp keeps out the snow that falls. The letters fell out of the mailbox, and they got plowed into the snow. Even if they'd been read, it wouldn't change a thing. The mill's closed down again, and we're heading down the road. And maybe the next place we land, we'll find some solid ground on which to stand. We'll find some work for my two hands, and a place to raise my son into a man. It's a long and lonesome road, but I won't ever lose my hope. We'll get on by just like we've done before. I've gotten mighty good at moving, don't own a thing that we can't fit in the truck. My brother tells me there's some work up in Malone, and we can stay with him while I try my luck. And maybe the next place we land, we'll find some solid ground on which to stand. We'll find some work for my two hands, and a place to raise my son into a man. It's a long and a lonesome road, but I won't ever lose my hope. We'll get on by just like we've done before. Tommy had time to make some new friends, and Anna found work in the dollar store. As soon as they've done this, I drag them down the road. And Tommy, he don't get it when I tell him just what we're moving for. And the snow is falling down, and we're still 10 miles from town.
Tommy fell asleep and back to the tires sound. Oh, and I'll hold my hand and I'll be a better man. I know this ain't the life you planned, but it will be. Oh, it will be. 'Cause surely the next place we land, we'll find some solid ground on which to stand. We'll find some work for my two hands, and a place to raise my son into a man. It's a long and a lonesome road, but I won't ever lose my hope. We'll get on by just like we've done before.
So this will do it for me. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate what's going on here at Red Barn Radio. This is a really neat scene.
Maybe the next place will be home.
Thank you very much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Alex Smith for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.